Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Dr. Cottle, your host of Women in Business Radio. Today is our fifth day of our Women in Business International Women's Day Telesummit, where we are looking at the topic of living a life of abundance. Today, the focus is really on money and abundant living. But we have had some questions yesterday that weren't totally looked at. And so today I would like to address those questions. So join me today, and I hope you enjoy. Don't forget to call in to ask a question or to share your point of view. The number to call in is 917-889-8229. I want to welcome the ladies who have joined me. Hi, welcome to Women in Business Radio on our 50. I'm happy that you can join me. Can you please introduce yourself? You know, hi, who are you? And we'll proceed from here.
Hi, Dr. Cottle.
Go ahead, Supriya Gorman.
Hi, Dr. Cottle. Supriya Gorman. How are you?
Hi.
I am the founder.
Here, and who?
Oh, well, thank you very much for having me.
You're most welcome. Yesterday we were talking about the influence of the psychology involved in, you know, attaining a life of abundance, and one of the questions that I had was. We were talking earlier also about relationships and how they impact us in creating a life of abundance. The relationships that we have had from childhood, some of them, and some of them that came with a lot of hurts and whatnot. And how do we take these experiences, which has affected us, a lot of people, psychologically, what can they do, you know, in terms of dealing with these psychological issues, that's the wrong relationships, the wrong families, and what can they do to help them in the process to attaining, a life of abundance?
This is Pat, Dr. Cheryl. I'd like to take a run at that one. It's Pat Matson.
Thank you, Pat.
Hi. I believe that every relationship in our childhood, even whether it was troubling or whether it was complimentary, contained the kernel of a seed of understanding that would help us to grow in our understanding of ourself. And if you still have discomfort in those relationships now as an adult, it is worth your while to get some help and go back and take another look and see if you can't find the seed of good in them, because it is there. And that will ultimately...
Thank you, Pat. And can I hear April?
I know I've dealt with this myself. You have to forgive. Anytime that you're trying to move forward, living abundantly, you have to come from a place of forgiveness. No matter what happened in your life, no matter what happened in relationships, you have to go back and you have to forgive, whether it's on your behalf or on their behalf. Either way, you have to come to a point where you have to forgive. And when you go ahead and forgive, you let off that load of feeling like you're suppressing everything. Suppressing your past is not good. You have to go back and you have to deal with those issues. And when you deal with those issues, you'll feel a lot better.
Thank you, April, for your contribution to that question. And my next guest, is it Lynn?
Yes, it is. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I am.
Great. I love the answers that were given already to this question, because they truly are where the movement is. And, you know, we get to a point where we have to take heartfelt responsibility for our own lives. And when you reach that point, you then can say, I understand the seeds that were planted that brought me to this place it's okay, and I can forgive, because it is not until you take responsibility for your own life that mm-hmm. you give yourself permission to look at what has occurred and take it for the story that it is, and look to now, the present, and move with where it is that you are being called to play, called to be, and the things that you are being called to do.
Thank you very much, Lynn. And I wanted to thank ladies overall for responding to that question. And the other question that I have that comes to mind is, how do we nurture healthy thoughts and emotions to live a life of abundance? And maybe the question that I should ask before is not how do we nurture, but how important is healthy thoughts and emotions to live a life of abundance?
Well, you have to deal with a lot of emotions dealing with abundance. You have to deal with a wide range of emotions. And emotional management is key. You have to learn how to self-manage yourself. And I know my mentor shared with me, you have to master self-mastery. You have to learn how to master your emotions. And that comes from a place where you're being able to effectively communicate how you feel and not assume people know how you feel, but communicate it respectfully. And there are books and resources that are out there that you're able to use to really help you manage your emotions and help you deal with them on a day-to-day basis.
Thank you, April. And can I hear Pat?
Yes, I totally agree with what April said. It is incredibly important to master your thoughts and to replace the negative thoughts with positive thoughts. And the reason is there is a law of the universe that governs this. What you think is what you get. And to the degree that you think right and accurate thoughts, will you receive right and accurate abundance? So it's a fairly simple formula, and everyone who's listening to this call is capable of following it.
Okay, thank you very much, Pat, for your response to that question. And can I hear Lynn?
Yes, thank you. I totally agree with both ladies, and I think it is a key ingredient to how you move through into the realm of abundance. And emotional intelligence teaches us that our emotions lead to our thoughts, and they tell us a story of who we are being. And when we master our emotions, because we've mastered our own thoughts, we can then do, you know, what it is that we're supposed to do in life and live life more abundantly. And, you know, it comes back to, again, learning what it takes to master our own selves, our thoughts and our emotions.
Thank you very much, Lynn. And I want to say, ladies, thanks very much for your responses. Great responses. And I hope that my audience listening will be able to glean an understanding as to what are some things that they have to do to prepare themselves psychologically in order to go through this process if the intent on achieving life of abundance. And so the next question that I have is, how important is love? The love for self, the love for others, and the love for nature in achieving a life of abundance?
Well, love is important. You can't live life without love, and if you do, you won't be as happy. A lot of studies have shown that people live longer when they actually are linked to loving relationships with friends and family and also business associates. So love is a very, very powerful emotion that can really help you succeed and excel in life and also allow you to be fulfilled. And for those who don't know what love is or haven't sought it, is something that you have to really get down to the grit to really understand what is love to you. Everybody has their own definition, and there is a definition in the Bible. However, you have to come to your decision as to what you define love is, because everybody's definition of love is different. But love is very, very important in living a life of abundance.
Okay, thank you, April. And can I hear part?
Yes, love is a huge topic. We could spend the next week talking about it and defining
mm-hmm.
it. But just to take a few moments, I think that all the things you asked about loving others, loving nature, it's very important. But I do think that most important of all is loving one's self. And if you accept and love oneself, that spills over into loving others and loving nature and loving all of life. And so I boiled love down into recognizing the good that's in yourself, the good that's in nature, the good that's in others. And when you are focused on the good, you will be abundant.
Yes, thank you, Pat. So powerful. And can I hear Lynn?
Yes, thank you. Again, great answers. And love, I believe, is the center of all life. You know, when we think about how the world was created, it was created through love. We were created through love. The heart cell was the first cell upon inception, and all of life, for the beings that we are, came out of the heart growth. When they listened as a baby to see how healthy you were, they listened to your heartbeat. Your heart is the center of all of the life in your body. And when we learn to love ourselves, we can then love others. It's like, you know, you can't pour into someone else from an empty cup. It starts with you, and the love that you have for yourself and the good that you do for yourself, even through the emotional and the emotions and thoughts, you can then pour that into others as well. So love is really the center of all things. And I love how I think it was Pat that said, you know, look to the good. When you look to the good in others, you can see the good in yourself, because people are mirrors of who it is that we are. And it's not to say the perfection, you know, don't seek for perfection or don't seek to find the perfection. Seek to find the good, because the good really is love.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Lynn, and thank you, ladies, overall, for your contribution. At least I think so far, I mean, I think I have the things I wanted to look at regarding the topic yesterday. I think we have addressed them. And I want to thank you for contributing your time and your ideas and thoughts on the topic. And so I think we do have some time, and I want to move into finance or money and abundant living. And the question that I have is, what role it plays in our own life in attaining abundant living? How significant is money in our attainment, I should say, of living a life of abundance?
Money is important, but everybody has a. But money can also be a tool. Money can be a tool for choices. Money can be a tool for helping others. Money can be a tool to help somebody else fund their dream. But money is very important, because without money, a lot of things will not be happening here in the world. So you definitely do need money, but money management is definitely the root of obtaining, keeping your money, but also managing it successfully. So I would say more so of developing a money management strategy, developing a budget, sticking with your budget, and having a savings and investment plan as well. And there are three rules of money. Spend less than what you make. save more and invest more, but also get out of debt. So, because all of those tools are very essential in living, in achieving abundant living.
Thank you very much, April, for your response to our question. And can I hear part?
Well, I have a little different peek at money. I totally agree with everything Apriya said. But I like to think of money as a convenient means of exchange. We would have a rough go of it if we had to haul around coconut shells or animal hides to barter for the things that we want in order to have an abundant living. And so money makes it very, very convenient. And, you know, whatever your sense of abundance is, you know, if you need to make $100,000 a year and that's abundance, okay. It's relative to who you are. Then you generate that level of money, and you call that convenience. So I think it's a matter of definition for yourself. I don't think you can do it without money.
Okay. But can I hear Lynn's? Can I hear your...
Yes.
Impression
yes.
of this question.
Thank you. I love what both of our panelists had to share. I think that each perspective goes to show how it is that we understand and look at money. And money, like everything, I believe, is energy. Pat talked about the barter, the convenient means of exchange, and that's an energy. Love is a means of exchange. And because everything is money, I think that, and I teach that there are three M's of money. One is mindset, understanding money for yourself, how you move in and around money, what you believe about money, about wealthy people, about scarcity and lack and limitation. You know, understanding money for yourself is something that is also a growth process. And so mindset plays a very huge piece of that. And then there's make. How do you make money? How money isn't something to be made. It's something to exchange for. But how do you make money? How does money come into your life? How does money flow through your life? Money is a means of exchange, but if it comes to you and you keep all of it, you don't share some and spend some to keep money flowing, it doesn't matter what you make. What you make might end up slowing down a bit. And then it's how you manage money, the three M's of money, mindset, make, and manage. And sometimes you want to really consider how it is you want to manage money as you're understanding money, because when you understand how you want to manage it, when it starts coming or starts coming in bigger numbers, you know what to do with it. And money is a flowing energy. You know, nothing happens until something moves. Money requires movement. What are you doing to cause money to flow to you and through you? And that also determines how much will come to you and through you.
Thank you, Lynn. And I am very impressed by the responses from you guys overall. And I think you all have said, I think, a lot about the importance of money in our lives. And but one of the questions that I have, and this is sort of, you know, you all to me already has addressed this, but the question that I have had or have is that some people to me, in defining abundance or in defining prosperity and wealth, and money seems to be central to that whole paradigm in obtaining and achieving and maintaining a life of abundance. And do you see it as the central factor? Can you speak to that?
Well, everybody's view of money is completely different. And in order to go ahead and obtain it, you have to be able to first have your groundwork laid. You have to have a strong sense of self, a strong sense of self-worth, but more so a strong sense of what you want to do and build with your financial future. And I know my mentor always shared with me that it's always great to have a plan. And when you have your plan, anytime you're dealing with money, money requires a plan. You can tell it what to do and how to do it. And it can just, it'll just go ahead and say, go ahead and do what you tell it to do. So I think it also, too, comes down to a point of knowing what you want in the long haul. And when you understand that, then you can go ahead and take the steps to move forward and continue to become abundant.
Thanks, April, for your response. And can I have Lynn's?
Yes, thank you. I love that answer. And money is also one of many wealth indicators. When it comes to determining abundance and living a life of abundance, wealth is only one of the factors, I believe, that actually play into it. There are many others: wealth of love, wealth of relationships in friends, families, business associations, wealth and health. You know, a lot of people spend their time earning the income, yet when it comes down to it, they earn the income just to spend their wealth on their health, on regaining their health. So, you know, it's a balance of understanding where money fits into it all. It is not the central factor. It is a factor of wealth and abundance, and it requires balance. And that balance, we talked a lot about self-love, that balance of self-love will help you to balance the wealth that you bring into your life that actually equates to abundance. And money is just part of it.
Thank you. Lynn, can I hear Pat's thoughts on that question?
Yes. I think that money is important, but it is not the most central factor. As the other ladies have said, it's just a part of it. You need to also factor in self-understanding, how to operate handsomely in the world, and then how to manifest enough. I like to think that there is a mental sandwich about life, and I'll say it first, and then I'll explain the piece about abundance. The sandwich is part work, part play, part serious thinking, and part restful enjoyment. Part work is where you get the flow of money, the abundance, but you cannot neglect the other parts.
Well, really deep and philosophical, Pat, as always, and once a lady... I like how you guys address that question. And maybe what I should ask at this point is, what else do you want to share with our audience regarding money and abundant living? What do you would you like to share with, you know, people or individuals out there who is thinking about, you know, reaching that point, or people who are in the process of doing it? And what else can you say to them?
Well, I would definitely suggest that money is a process. Building wealth is a process. Sometimes it can happen overnight, depending on how well you invest. But in regards to building an abundant life and dealing with money, money is a process. It's a process that requires you to look at yourself, look at your spending, but also it takes time to really build the wealth that you're looking for, especially if you're trying to build a wealth, a legacy of wealth for your friend, for your family, and for your children, for your grandchildren. And it's always great to save, but also invest, and invest wisely. And don't take money for granted, and definitely look at your spending habits, and fill all of your emotional voids with positive, and don't use money to spend to get over those emotional habits, because a lot of people go broke because they're emotionally spending and not spending wisely. And also look at track what you're spending. There are a lot of apps out there that help you, like, you know, look at what you're spending and how you're spending it and where your money is going. So take a spending diagnostic. It will definitely help you in the long run when it comes down to money.
Okay, April, thank you very much. And can I hear Lynn's? We only have 4 minutes, but can I hear Lynn on that? And Lynn, maybe you can take, I know it's hard, but a minute and a half. I'll appreciate that very much. And we'll come back to this discussion tomorrow.
Well, I'd like everyone to know that abundance is a heart thing, and the heart speaks to the brain. Money is an energy flow, and it is something that can flow to you and through you, or it can be kept from you. So I would say open your heart, open to the flow of money, know your relationship with money, how you spend it, save it, give it, and have a heart for learning more about money so that you can have more and do more good in the world.
Thank you very much, Lynn. And can I hear Pat?
Yes. Money, having enough of it, a sense of abundance, these are all individual concepts. So don't get caught up in comparing yourself to anybody else. There's no norm when it comes to abundance. You set the norm for yourself. It is manifesting abundance is a process that is completely controllable by you through your thinking.
Well, I want to say thanks, Pat, for your contribution. And to all the ladies, I want to say overall, thanks for joining me today. And I think I was able at least to cover these questions that I had yesterday, and I've gone a great way in today's program. And tomorrow on my sixth day, I will address some of the questions that I still have, and then we'll delve tomorrow into the topic of spirituality and abundant living. And again, thanks for sharing, and I want to say to my audience, I hope you enjoyed this program today. And please leave us a comment. Again, call in tomorrow, ask a question. Be part of the audience. This is intended to be a learning audience. We share, and you share, and we all learn. And so that's the concept really behind my approach to my broadcasting. So again, ladies, thank you, and I'll talk to you. See you on tomorrow.
Thank you, Dr. Cheryl. Bye, everyone.
You're most welcome, and it's a pleasure to have you.
Have a great day.
Okay, you too.